Lesson 8, Special Days 2, Part A, Micro-Listening.
Sentence Structure, Negation. In this part, you'll hear 10 short statements. Listen carefully and decide which one of the four choices is closest in meaning to the statement you've heard.
1. I've no idea where John lives. 2. I haven't bought my course books yet, and neither has Peter. 3. My appetite for sandwiches has disappeared.
4. There's never a parking problem in the city.
5. I won't miss the Golden Gate Bridge if I visit San Francisco.
6. My pen is out of ink.
7. Jane won't pass chemistry unless she works hard.
8. Yesterday's lectures weren't at all boring.
9. Under no circumstances should we disrupt the concert tomorrow.
10. There is no one who doesn't know how to solve this problem.
Part B, Macro Listening. Passage 1, Boxing Day.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
In the English-speaking world, the day after Christmas Day has a special name. We call it Boxing Day. This makes it sound like a day on which everyone has a fight. But the name has nothing to do with the sport of boxing. It derives from the custom in former times of presenting servants and tradesmen with a Christmas box or gift. Here in Britain, we still talk about giving the milkman or newspaper delivery boy a Christmas box, when we mean a sum of money or present. The expression dates from the time when the money would have been put into an actual box. Boxing Day in modern times is a quiet day. Most people are recovering from the large meals they ate the day before. The children have new toys to keep them happy, and the adults are content to watch them play. Perhaps it would be a good idea if Boxing Day actually was made to honor that sport. Then, on other days, we could celebrate Football Day, Cricket Day, Hockey Day, and so on. There are probably enough different sports to allow each day of the year to have one to itself.
Question number 1. In which country is December 26th considered a special day?
Question number 2. Which of the following has nothing to do with Boxing Day?
Question number 3. What do most people do on Boxing Day?
Question number 4. Which of the following sports is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number 5. Which of the following is not true according to the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and write down your answers to the following 2 questions.
In the English-speaking world, the day after Christmas Day has a special name. We call it Boxing Day. This makes it sound like a day on which everyone has a fight. But the name has nothing to do with the sport of boxing. It derives from the custom in former times of presenting servants and tradesmen with a Christmas box or gift. Here in Britain, we still talk about giving the milkman or newspaper delivery boy a Christmas box when we mean a sum of money or present. The expression dates from the time when the money would have been put into an actual box. Boxing Day in modern times is a quiet day. Most people are recovering from the large meals they ate the day before. The children have new toys to keep them happy, and the adults are content to watch them play. Perhaps it would be a good idea if Boxing Day actually was made to honor that sport. Then, on other days, we could celebrate Football Day, Cricket Day, Hockey Day, and so on. There are probably enough different sports to allow each day of the year to have one to itself. Passage 2, United Nations Day.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear. October 24th, the UN birthday, is celebrated as United Nations Day. It is a day that belongs to everyone, and it is celebrated in most countries of the world. Some countries celebrate it for a week instead of a day. Every year, the President of the United States, in a special announcement, asks Americans to remember United Nations Day. In many parts of the world, schools plan programs for this day. Boys and girls in some communities decorate a United Nations tree, or plant a garden, or conduct a model session of the General Assembly or Security Council. In other communities, young people put on plays about the United Nations. Some libraries exhibit children's art from around the world. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries, or give parties where foods of other countries are served. Always, the purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the United Nations and why it is important. The United Nations encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world.
Question number 1. Why is October 24th celebrated in many countries?
Question number 2. How do schools mark the day?
Question number 3. What does the United Nations encourage people to do according to the passage?
Question number 4. What does the President of the United States do to mark United Nations Day according to the passage?
Question number 5. Which of the following cannot be inferred from the passage?
Exercise 2. You're going to hear the passage again. Then you'll hear 10 statements about what people do on United Nations Day. Put a cross in the brackets for each statement that is not based on the passage. October 24th, the UN birthday, is celebrated as United Nations Day. It is a day that belongs to everyone, and it is celebrated in most countries of the world. Some countries celebrate it for a week instead of a day. Every year, the President of the United States, in a special announcement, asks Americans to remember United Nations Day. In many parts of the world, schools plan programs for this day. Boys and girls in some communities decorate a United Nations tree, or plant a garden, or conduct a model session of the General Assembly. or Security Council. In other communities, young people put on plays about the United Nations. Some libraries exhibit children's art from around the world. Schools celebrate with the songs and dances of other countries, or give parties where foods of other countries are served. Always, the purpose of these celebrations is to help everyone understand the United Nations and why it is important. The United Nations encourages people to learn about other lands and their customs. In this way, people can gain a better understanding and appreciation of peoples all over the world.
Number one, some school children decorate a UN tree.
Number two, lectures on the Organization of the United Nations are given in school libraries.
Number three, the UN General Assembly has a special debate.
Number four, a model session of the Security Council is held to show children how the UN works.
Number five, a campaign to raise funds for the poor is launched.
Number six, plays about the United Nations are put on by young people.
Number seven, schools exhibit children's art from many countries.
Number eight, an international film festival is held.
Number nine, foods of other countries are served at parties.
Number ten, traditional costumes of people from different nationalities are exhibited.
This is the end of Lesson 8.